This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Raw Beauty Talks. I'm your host, Erin Treloar. Ready to peer behind the highlight reel and all those polished pictures of the world's biggest influencers and wellness experts? We're going to uncover what beauty, health, and wellness truly means in today's world. As someone who really struggled with disordered eating and negative body image, I became a health coach because I'm passionate about redefining health and wellness so that it's less about the weight on the scale and more about how we feel. Let's pull back the curtain for some raw beauty talks. I am so pumped to have today's guest on the show. I've been following her for years, and I feel like you're just such a breath of fresh air on social media. I have Arielle Vanderberg here with me today. She is an actress, a model, a comedian, the host of Love Island for three full, beautiful, glorious years. And we're going to talk everything from wellness to beauty, confidence, her business venture, Raw Beauty. Arielle, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so fun. And wow, what an intro. I'm like, model? Yes, please. It's so weird. I don't know why when I hear model, I'm like, but I'm also like, I guess I have done it.
You are though. And you are, but yet I had to actually dig to find that title. Reading your bio and stuff, I was like, it's so fascinating because you're so present on social media and you are so authentic and you are so real. And yet, I don't know much about this girl. And so I would love it if we could just start there today. If you could give us a little bit of your background.
That's so sweet of you to ask. I feel like, you know, when I do podcasts and do interviews and stuff like that, it's always about a project and it's not really about you, right? So it's kind of nice to be like, here's me. Yeah, I'm just a small town girl.
Are you?
No, I'm not actually. I was born in LA. I'm
like, whoa, I didn't expect that either.
So I was actually born in LA. My parents got divorced when I was super young. And so my mom and I moved down to San Diego and I went to junior high and high school down there. But my entire life, I was back and forth between my dad's house up here and then down in San Diego. So I was constantly driving back and forth between their houses. And so I feel like I got the best of both worlds where I got this like LA life, you know, awesome, like going out to fun shows and LA stuff with my dad when I was younger and going to like the farmer's market and stuff. And then I'd go down to San Diego where, you know, I had all my friends, but I had a more, that was a smaller lifestyle vibe, very horses and ranchy, because I say San Diego, but it's actually a really small town called Fallbrook, population me, like literally, like, I don't know. It's such a small town. And yeah, I had a more ranchy, cute life down there. I didn't grow up on a ranch, but like it felt ranchy. I'm just a pathological liar. It's like, I compare the two. There's such polar opposites in my mind. So like down there was just trees. And then up here was buildings. So I'm like, that was ranch life. And this is building life. So I had the best of both worlds. That's what I mean. I'm an only child, and we can get into that because that is weirdly really difficult for me.
Is it?
Yeah. I think being an only child, everything falls on you when your parents get older. Like you have no one to share any of the feelings, responsibilities, thoughts with anybody. And I'm so lucky that I'm like married to my husband who I can share anything with him. And I feel like we're very in this together, you know, family wise. And so I grew up as an only child, not thinking that was like a bad thing. And now as an adult, I'm like, I wish I had somebody to share this like story about mom or story about dad or like this responsibility that I feel as an adult. But yeah, I don't know. Growing up as an only child was sweet. You know, I got all the presents and all the attention. So it wasn't bad, but you know.
That's so interesting. I've actually never thought about that perspective. And nobody really talks about that piece of being
an only child, and it makes sense. Even if you have amazing friends and an amazing partner, that it would still be not lonely, but like...
It actually does feel a little lonely. I don't like think of myself as a lonely person. I'm not like, oh, I'm very just like, I'm in my thoughts about it a lot. Basically, like for instance, my mom actually went to the hospital last month and I just felt like, fuck, you know, I want someone to be with her 24/7, but I can't be there for 24/7. So I can't share this responsibility with anyone. I can't send my husband in to like substitute for me. It's me. It's me and me only. Like my mom, you know, she's not remarried. She doesn't have other kids. It's me. And yeah, that's the responsibility I'm talking about where I'm like, whoa, it feels like a lot. We really dove into this quickly.
I mean, you're on Raw Beauty Talks. Welcome to the show. We do not stay surface level for very long, ever. That's what we're here for. And this is relatable, I can guarantee, to so many people. My mom was in the hospital in October, and I have two sisters and feel so grateful that all of us could band together during that time.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be really hard to... Yeah. Be navigating something like that and feel like it's all on you in a way.
Yeah. I think as you get older, I can't even imagine like a little kid having their parent in the hospital and being an only child, like, and not having someone on your level, you know, age-wise or something to relate to about that. I luckily, you know, just getting older, the things that come up with getting older and your parents getting older, you're just... You know, dealing with that stuff is really hard and sucks.
It is hard
to be alone in that.
Okay, so you are this only child going back and forth. Did your parents divorce? Was that hard for you, or were you just kind of like, it's better this way?
I was two, but when you're two, you still know shit. You know, like our bodies are little sponges and you absorb all the things, right? So I, you know, as an adult, looking back on things, I'm like, dang, like, it's probably for the best, but also that did suck. Of course I wanted my parents together my whole life. I'd throw a penny in a fountain and wish every single time my parents would get back together. Like, I wasn't wishing for anything else other than that. And sometimes to this day, I'm like, I just wish they had each other. I don't know. But I was two, so I didn't really experience them as like a couple ever, besides one to two.
Yeah.
Zero to
two.
Yeah.
But you did have this idea probably from other families and media and all these things of what a family, quote unquote, should look like.
Yeah, totally.
And that wasn't your reality at that time.
Yeah.
Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals for a second. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversation, and Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teachings so you're ready to practice what you learned in the real world. If you're heading to another country anytime soon, start using Babbel a few weeks before you go to learn basics like how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while you're away. So fun. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. Get 55% off at babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. That's spelled babbel.com/rawbeautytalks. Rules and restrictions may apply. This episode is brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history. We all put our hair through the ringer. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm. Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the Glossing Detangler and the Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. They're your hair's new best friend. friends. For a limited time, you get 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use the code RAWBEAUTYTALKS at checkout. LolaVie is all about naturally derived plant-based goodness, no silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code RAWBEAUTYTALKS. You can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Tell them I sent you over.
So how did you get into acting and modeling and this current life that you're living?
Yeah, I was at a mall and this woman asked my mom, like, oh, would she be interested in modeling? And I was like, that sounds fun. And my mom was like, sure, why not? My mom and dad are super supportive of like all of the things creativity and industry wise, because my dad's a musician and grew up like just artist vibes. And then my mom modeled when she was younger. And so that wasn't like scary to either of them. They were like, sure. I was probably 13 and I started modeling with this agency down in San Diego. And I got a call from a different agent in LA. And then I just started modeling up in LA. And as I got older, like on my own, driving up here by myself from San Diego, I would like just meet random people. And I mean, a guy came up to me at Coffee Bean. This sounds so creepy, but it never was. Thank God. But it could have been. This man came up to me at Coffee Bean and I was by myself. I was 17 years old. I was waiting for traffic to die down so I could drive back home. I was sitting there for like 2 hours and there was a guy there at the same amount of time as me. Like he was just there, like kind of not watching me, but like just, you know, and he was like, came over and he's like, hey, are you an actress? You should be an actress. And I was like, no, but I mean, I want to be, you know, I would love that. I want to be on SNL. I wanted to be comedian, whatever. And he was like, well, I'm a manager for actors. And I was like, sure you are. I was so panicked. I was just like, don't look at me. I was so, because I only hear about crazy stuff like that happening. I don't know. He was like, I'm a manager. Here's my card. You can look me up. Like I have credits, blah, blah, blah. So I like went home, told my mom. My mom, you know, looked into him. She's like, yeah, he's legit. He has a small management. He wasn't like big. And my first audition I ever had from him was for the OC. So,
oh my God.
No big deal. So like, this is legit, you know? So I drive up, I go to my first audition for the OC for a really small part. And I met with like the creator. I met like, it was like a real audition. And I'm just like, this is the coolest thing ever. And that was my introduction to acting. I haven't worked since. No, I'm kidding. I wish I was like auditioning all the time. Like back then, I feel like back then acting was so fun. I don't know. It's so different now.
Is it?
Yeah. Because everybody's worried about like how many followers you have and like, it's just different. I would go to so many auditions and now it's like, there's so few and far between. It just sucks.
And why, like when you say that everyone's so worried about how many followers you have, is that the casting directors? It's like they want to know who you are, or it's just the whole industry has shifted?
I think the whole industry has shifted. So like when, you know, nobody had followers unless you were like a famous person, you had just your star following, right? Like,
yes,
or whatever. No one had Instagram, Vine, TikTok, any of that shit didn't exist. It was just your resume.
It's so interesting to me, and I'm so fascinated in how social media is shifting this world. And then I also look at it like, okay, well, maybe the auditions have slowed down, but your social following is picking up. And maybe is that just the new media form where you're crushing it?
I feel like at the moment, it just depends on like what you want to do. I still want to be an actress. So like, I think sometimes it's hard to be on Instagram because then people are like, oh, that's what she does. That's her passion.
Right.
No, I started social media because my passion wasn't handed to me on a silver platter. I was like, I got to work for this shit. I need to like start making my own videos, making my own content so that people can see what I can do, or people can see the kind of person I am in my real life. And then also in like an acting situation because I make comedy skits. So I had to kind of do that myself because no one was doing it for me, which I feel like that's normal.
I mean, I feel like that's the hustle and I feel like you're doing it. And I just want to reflect back to you from somebody who's in the audience and following along. You are an actress. You are acting. You're just doing it with a new medium and a new tool and in a way where you have creative control and so much ability to put out what you want versus what a producer wants. It's the kind of media that we need more of in today's world where it's like, you've thought it up as a female in your head, you're putting it out there. You get to say what you want to say. You get to move how you want to move. And people love it.
Thanks.
We're following. We're cheering you on. You're doing it.
Yeah, it's really cool. I feel like I seriously have the coolest group of people following me. I feel like I'm talking to friends all the time. When I'm talking straight to my camera, I'm wanting to talk to specific people. I'm talking to my friends. It's really cool how I can think of it like that because I do have relationships with a lot of people that follow me that I've never met who, you know, reach out and ask me really personal questions or how do I deal with this? How do I deal with that? It's such a cool thing to have with people that follow you. I don't know. It feels like I'm really have like an incredible group of friends. I have 1.4 million friends.
This is wild.
It's so cool.
So what is the part when you think about being an actress and you're like, I want to act, like I want to go to the audition and do that. What is it that you miss in that process? Like, do you want to be in a film? Do you want to be in a movie? Do you want to be in a show?
All of the above. I want to be in comedic TV shows, whether that's a sitcom or a funny Netflix show or whatever that is, you know, comedies. I just love comedies. And I think what's really hard is in the industry, people like see you as something and they go, well, this is what you should be doing because of like, because of this or because of what I've seen you do or something. And you're like, well, you can't ask a pediatrician to be a brain surgeon or you can't ask a brain surgeon to be a pediatrician. Like I'm like, I want to be a comedian. And people are like, no, you will be so good at dramas. And I'm like, I just like, don't want to do that. That sounds not fun to me. But then at the same time, if I got an awesome drama that like made sense for me, I would crush it and I would have so much fun. But yeah.
I think it's so freaking refreshing to hear people who are like appearing at their top of their game in so many ways, to hear that there's still dreams that are unfulfilled or there's still things that you are desiring and working towards and that nobody really feels like they've landed. We're all still in it.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy is I was just thinking about this morning. I can't believe you just said that. I think of so many people and I'm like, oh, they've made it, you know? And I'm like, how the frick do I know if they've made it? Because in their mind, they're probably like, I haven't even done a project that I would love to do. They're just doing projects to get to that project. And maybe they haven't made it, you know? But in our eyes, we're like, oh, they have everything. They've made it. They got their dreams. But I have so many friends in the industry and I talk to them and I say to them, wow, like you're killing it. And they're like, no, I'm not. I'm like, okay, well, now you're just lying to my face. Because a lot of them are killing it. But in their minds, they haven't achieved success to what they think success is, right? And like, I'm like, no, because to everyone else, you're killing it.
Well, exactly.
But same for me. Like, I have so many dreams I haven't even touched. I want to be in a Judd Apatow movie. Like, I want to play all these characters that I've never been able to play because I don't, no one's written that for me or whatever. Like, I yearn for it.
I feel that so much. And there are so many things that I'm still yearning for.
Yeah.
And yet one of the things that I keep coming back to is gratitude for what is right now and remembering that I might be looking at you thinking you've got it all and you're looking at someone else thinking she's got it all. And it's just this never ending spiral of what we perceive to be true. And yet we're all kind of dealing with the same things inside.
Yes, 1,000,000%. And we always hear people like, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. It's like, no, be fucking grateful. That grateful feeling of being like here and now, you can't change that. So like, just be grateful for where you are right here and right now, because you literally can't change that. I believe every single person is on a path. I feel like I am on a path. That path could have the castle of my dreams in the middle of it or at the end of it. Wherever that castle is, I will get to it because it's on my path. So like, I don't know if that's going to be SNL. I'm ever changing. My ideas of success and my ideas of what I want to do and my dreams are constantly changing too. So I don't know next year what that castle is going to be, but I'm going to get to those castles. You know, I just think that's so cool. And to think of it as like milestones and hurdles along the way, I think of that every freaking day, because I could sit here and cry about not being on a sitcom or doing a show that I want to be on. But I'm like, it just hasn't happened yet. And that's okay. I'm doing all this other shit in between that's going to get me there. Or maybe my ideas of what I want to do are going to change. And then I'm going to be stoked that I'm not on a show in a different city than my husband or something. Like, you're where you are because that's where you're supposed to be. I really believe that. I've gone through like some gnarly last couple years. And the last couple years, I haven't made sense of them yet. I just haven't. But I'm willing to like search for like why that happened. I know people are probably like, what happened? I'm not even really ready to like even talk about everything from the past 2 years, but I've had some pretty sad last couple years and I got married in between it all, which was the most beautiful day of my life and so fun and so exciting and all the things. But like, we had some heavy 2 years and I'm like, well, I am growing through every little experience. I am on this path to talk about it eventually. I'm here to like share eventually, whether that's with one of my best friends or to a podcast. I'm here to like experience and learn and hopefully share and encourage. And that's my path. And I'm so lucky to freaking get to do that. It is the coolest thing to me. I just feel gratitude for even the hard times that you have. It's like, just be grateful, because once you're out of that and you're like, oh, that's why that happened, then you can help someone or share something of value to somebody. That's like, that's what we're here for. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so cool.
I'm curious. You're so freaking gorgeous. It's not even funny. I know from working with so many women and girls that there is such thing as pretty privilege. There's a lot of incredible things that come with being a beautiful woman. It can also be a bit of a double-edged sword, because you can be put in a box, and also so much of your worth can become tied to that. And you are working in an industry that likes to keep women young, hot, and looking a certain way. And there are more roles for that type of woman. So how are you finding the aging process in this industry?
I will say the double-edged sword thing. So like, I'm sweating from this question because like, I don't think of myself like that. I'm such a like turd. And like, I think everyone's beautiful. I think I'm beautiful. I think I look in the mirror. I'm like, yeah, go girl. Like, but when I hear like I play like the hot girl and stuff, it's true, but I don't think of myself like that. And that's what's annoying to me, because I don't think there are roles out there that I've been given the opportunity to get because people look me up and they go, oh, she's a model. Yeah. So like exactly what you just said is like, I might have been able to change the course of that. And not that I even like am trying to do that, but like, maybe don't have, this is going to sound so weird, but like blonde hair is this like Pamela Anderson, right? You have like this idea, it's ingrained in our brains that like blonde hair is like the beach babe with like big boobs running down the beach. Totally. It's just in there because when we were younger, our little tiny brains were watching Pamela Anderson and you're like, wow, that is the definition of a woman or whatever. So like, sometimes I think I'm like, I should have shaved my head or I should have dyed my hair like gray. I don't know what I'm saying right now, but like I should have done something so that people can see, like I can just be like a quirky, funny girl, because I am that. And I think when you Google me and you see a picture from my modeling days, you're like, oh, she can't act. She's a model. That's so annoying. No, I was just trying to pay the bills. I'm an actress. And like, I was paying the bills with doing a freaking wig catalog. Yo, like I would model wigs, like grandma wigs. My grandma bought a wig out of a wig catalog that I was modeling. So like, I got a lot going on.
But you can be it all. But it doesn't sound to me like you're super tied to your appearance for your worth.
No.
I love that. I love it so much. And my next question is tied right into that. If there's somebody who is watching you and they feel inspired by you or they wish they had the confidence that you had, what advice would you have for them in regards to showing up in their own life?
Honestly, like just working on yourself. I go to therapy. I'm obsessed with it. Really taking in what your therapist may say to you, looking at the things that people tell you, taking things that people say to you and taking them into consideration and not just like being like, I say that in like the way of if you're in a relationship and someone says, hey, you do this and it makes me feel bad. Look at that. Don't just be like, no, I don't, or I'm not that way. Take everything as a learning experience. Just being curious all the time. Bettering yourself all the time. Whether that's self-care, therapy is self-care, obviously. And that's my biggest self-care is doing therapy. Or some people like to go on hikes, or some people like to go to the beach. Some people like to go camping.
Journal. Write a song, whatever it is.
Totally. Just making sure you are curious about self-care, because self-care can be so many different things. And then that makes you feel like you're doing something for yourself, which ultimately will make you feel confident in yourself.
Do you go to therapy weekly or is it on an as-needed basis?
I'm weekly, girl. I've been going to the same person for like 3 years. And every week it's something else, right? So like, sometimes I'm like, I'm having a great day. Some days I'm like, I'm having a horrible day. And I think certain therapy, if you're going to like a trauma therapy or if you're doing, you know, just like tune-up therapy, I don't know. Sometimes I have trauma therapy. Sometimes I have tune-up therapy. Sometimes I go to couples therapy. I do it all because I like it. I think it's fun. I think some days are really hard in therapy, but I go to a weekly one. But I also do other things too.
I love that. What does wellness look like for you? So therapy is obviously a part of that. Are you a gym girly? Are you walking? Are you like, when I'm motivated, when I'm feeling it? Give us like the really real raw version of wellness for you.
Yeah, I love eating organic. That's like my one thing that, I mean, obviously I go out to eat. I eat candy and stuff that's not organic. I eat random shit all the time. But for the most part, my everyday food is clean. My mom was always very organic food. So I grew up looking at that kind of stuff. So that's like one thing that I'm very conscious about. When it comes to working out, recently I've been so off. I love Pilates. So when I'm like in the gym, when I'm doing the things, I'm doing Pilates. I love it. Recently we moved, we had all this crazy stuff going on. I am like, not doing that. But instead, I would rather spend an hour sitting outside for self-care or whatever. Yes. Or just like sitting with my headphones in, looking at the sky, whatever. I wish I was really motivated to go to the gym. When I see people that are like in the gym all the time or going to classes all the time, I'm like, dang, give me some of that. Because I'm like, I don't know. It's hard for me.
How relatable that you moved, your life got stressful, or your parents were sick, or whatever was going on, and you fell off. I think so often we beat ourselves up because we're not at the gym like the Insta girlies who are there every morning at 5 a.m. in the perfect aesthetic and drinking 17 wellness drinks, which, go girl, you know, power to you.
Power to you. Yeah.
If you've got the motivation and the time and all the things. But also, it's okay and you are enough if you're not doing that all the
time. 1,000,000%. I am wearing my aloe yoga pants right now in hopes that maybe I might go to class today. And if I don't and I take these pants off and I didn't go to class, I'll be like, you idiot. You know, like,
Well, at the very least, you'll be comfortable.
I'm comfortable all day. But like, when I put them on in the morning, I'm like, oh, that means I'm interested in a class. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I have half the battle done.
I really think that's one of my biggest hacks for moving is having my gear on two mornings a week. So since having kids, my kids are now 6 and 8.
You have a 6 and 8 year old?
I have a 6 and an 8 year old.
Wait, I'm obsessed. I want kids so bad.
Do you?
So bad. Oh, I can't wait.
You're ready.
Little friends. I want little friends everywhere.
I was not going to ask you about kids. I'm like, I'm not going to do it because every person who has interviewed her has asked her, are you and Matt going to have kids? And it's like this question that only the woman gets. And I'm like, I'm not even going to go there. But you went there. So you guys want kids?
Yeah. I think like, just like anybody else, there's so much fear around it because it's like, we have like careers and all the things that are happening and financially, it's like, it's a lot, but I want them so bad. I can't wait. I've always wanted kids. And yeah, I mean, when it happens, it's happening. And I'm so excited for when that happens. It's going to be amazing.
You're going to be an amazing mom. I don't know Matt from a hole in the wall, but he seems like a cool guy.
I really think we're going to nail it because we're so good with each other. I hope, and I really believe this, we'll be so together in it that it won't feel like the load's on me or the load's on him. It's like the collaboration's going to be so seamless, I'm hoping.
It is not going to be seamless. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's not going to be seamless.
You've got your partner. You feel like you've got your partner.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think the seamlessness that I'm talking about is the communication will be there.
And it's such an adventure together and like this portal of growth and learning. And it is the most incredible. We just got back from spring break. As I was telling you, we took them to Disneyland for the first time and watched that parade. And I was bawling my eyes out like a total freak at the end of it because
why?
I just feel so overwhelmed with all the magic and them experiencing it for the first time and getting to see it through their eyes. And it really is a metaphor in that moment of what it's like to have kids is to experience the magic of life again through a child's eyes. Mm. And so whether you're an auntie or a friend, and you probably have friends with kids, you're going to nail it. You're going to nail it. And it's going to be seamless in your own way.
I love hearing that. Like, I think you're in such a, what a cool time to have your kids age too, to go to Disneyland with them. That's when they can actually be like, whoa, like think about when you were that age and how cool things were. I love that. They're at a perfect age for like a Disney adventure. Ugh. And for you to get to experience that, that's so cute and so sweet. And see it through their eyes is so cool. And I just, that's the stuff that I want now where I feel like I've done so much where I'm like, I want that new experience. I want that new adventure of teaching a little kid or taking them places, just teaching something, something.
So you have a beautiful cruelty-free vegan line of tinted lip balms, which are incredible. Tell us a little bit about Rel and what inspired it and what you've got coming down the line.
Yes. So I have this beauty brand called Rel Beauty. It started with a line of 6 different shades of, I call it chapstick because it comes in a chapstick component, but it is a tinted lip balm. I don't want to get sued by chapstick. I didn't know that that was a thing. I always thought that chapstick was chapstick.
Totally. I'm just learning this right now as you're saying it. I'm like, chapstick is like Kleenex.
Yep. But I put it into a component that is easy to just throw in your bag. It's not fussy. It's just easy. You don't need a mirror to put it on. I started this brand. I started with that product specifically because I was so in love with tinted lip balms and chapstick that had tint in them that I was constantly trying to find the best one with the best ingredients. And I actually could not find it, but I loved the convenience of like a drugstore type wind up chapstick.
Yes.
But then you go to Sephora and you find the one that has the ingredients that you want, but it's in like a beautiful tube and I don't want to lose it and I don't want to take it to the beach. I was like, I need to make this more convenient and with the ingredients that I want, but in drugstore vibe.
I love it.
It's five shades and then we have one clear one. The ingredients are, it's like super hydrating with shea and jojoba. They're amazing. They're my favorite. I wear them all day, every day. And they're just the easiest things ever. And then we also came out with our new product. Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's a blush, a hydrating cream blush.
Beautiful.
Everything is cruelty-free, vegan. Everything I will come out with will be Sephora clean. We have like a blacklist of ingredients that we will never touch, you know. And it's amazing to have your own brand. And I am the sole investor. I'm the only person that puts money into it and I make it. So I also wanted to say to people that are listening that are a fan of Rel or that will be a fan of Rel, my company has, it started off slow because of, it's just me and I have a small team of me and one other person. It's really expensive. And people have been like, why has it taken 2 years to come out with something else? That's why, because I am actually the only person testing it. I mean, obviously we have a lab and I'm making sure that they know what I want and that we do all the research on all of the things, that there's no irritants in anything that we're making. There's no toxicity, allergens, you know? So all of that stuff is within, when I'm at the lab and I'm like, I don't want this, 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 this. And they go, okay, well, every ingredient has a purpose in each product. And I love that. I think it's so cool. And I'm learning about all this stuff. I'm not a chemist. I look to them for all the things, researching new innovation, right? So it's been really cool to have my own business in this. I love the beauty space. I wanted to have a line of essentials that are simplified. And that's yes, what I'm creating, is just a whole line of essentials that can fit into my everyday routine because I'm so simple with my beauty routine.
I'm obsessed. My jaw's on the floor that it is just you doing this with like your one other person, but managing all of that. And the brand is incredible. It's so fun. The website is bomb. I'll make sure that I link to it down below. The product is beautiful. I cannot wait to try the blush. Let's play a little round of Keep It Real. This is rapid fire. So you cannot think too much. You just have to say the first thing that bubbles up. If you weren't working in entertainment, what would you do?
I would open a ballet studio.
No, really?
Yeah. I would love to own a dance studio and have kids that come to dance just feel so welcomed and so loved and dance with them.
Oh my God. You would be amazing at that. Last time you cried?
Yesterday? No. I cried yesterday, but it was actually for something so dumb. I saw the cutest thing I've ever seen. I saw a dad hug his son at coffee and I cried. I'm not joking. Aww. I don't know what that is. When I see a parent hug their kid and mean it, I will shed tears. Cried at coffee yesterday because of it.
Oh, I love that. What's one thing Matt does that drives you nuts?
Yawns.
When you're talking or just in general?
Just in general. When he yawns, I'm like, bro. Because he yawns really loud. He does like a, I call it the Chewbacca yawn. He goes like, I don't even know how to do it. He goes like, I don't care. He like grumbles in his throat and I'm like, and it's so loud.
What's one thing Matt does that drives you wild?
Dances. When he dances, it's the cutest thing to me because he's so good at dancing. And when we're listening to like the music that you can dance to and he just freaking goes, I'm like, I am so obsessed with you.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl. Yeah, definitely.
Lauren Everts Bostick often says on her show, The Skinny Confidential, that being offline is the new luxury. Agree or disagree?
I guess agree.
Three items you're taking to a deserted island.
Three items. Okay. I'm taking this silk blanket that I've had since I was a baby. It soothes me. I rub it. It feels good in my hands. I rub it on my face when I'm anxious. A Bible, because I'm probably going to be scared. And I think having some Jesus time on a deserted island, I could come and find some peace in that. And dang, my lip balm, because My lips are going to be dry and I'm so addicted to it.
Okay. You used to dress up like Justin Bieber. I can't remember if you've done this recently. And then you met him.
I know.
What was the first thing he said?
He goes, it's on camera. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something like, am I a joke to you?
No.
And I was like, absolutely not. Like when I'm dressing up like him, it's not because I'm making fun of him. It's because I love him.
I picked that up. That's what I see in that. I mean, I was so excited for you in that moment. Are you guys like friends now though?
If I saw him out, I would 100% be like, bro, hello. We have so many mutual friends. He's one of the sweetest people I swear I've ever met. Like in as big as he is, like he could be the worst. He's amazing. And he's so sweet and so genuine. And when you're talking to him, he's there with you. And it's like the coolest because he is so big. He could just be like, you know,
especially if you're somebody who has been dressing up like him, he could roll either way.
Oh, he could. Yeah, he could love or hate me. And I'm really glad that he is indifferent, hopefully.
If you could take a vacation anywhere right now, where would you go?
I would go to the Bahamas. I've been once before and I'm craving that see-through water. Like, I want to go in the water and know what's down there. And I'm craving just like island, clear water, white sand vibes.
What show are you binge watching or have you binge watched recently?
I've been watching Love is Blind. I'm getting through the season that's on right now, or I don't know if it's over, but it's on the newest one. Yes. I watched like 4 episodes last night and whew.
Okay. So that's like the junk food.
Yeah.
Happy time eating show to watch. Amazing. Okay. Last but not least, if you could leave one message that was going to land in the inbox of every woman in the world's email, what would you say?
God, you know, every single thing that like pops into your head is like the most cliche thing you've ever thought. Mm-hmm. But I guess, okay. Do the best you can. Do the best you can, because we're always out here trying to do the most. And if it doesn't work out, it's a bummer and whatever, but like, no, we do the best we can. And that's okay. You can't control everything. You know, sometimes like there's things that I try to avoid in life, like toxins. I'm constantly running away from toxins. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you really can't run away from all toxins. You're outside, people are spraying pesticides on trees. People are pouring hot liquid into a plastic cup. People are doing that stuff. And that's bad. I don't want that shit. But like what I like to say to myself, because sometimes I can get caught up in those thoughts of like, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. Is like, I'm doing the best I can and avoiding those things as much as I can. You can't control everything. So do the best you can with those. And I'm talking to myself right now. And that's a big one for me because I can get caught up in being like, I got to get out of here. There's something that I don't want to breathe, or there's something I don't want to eat because it could hurt me or whatever. But I do the best I can. And I have to keep telling myself that. And I think there's a lot of people out there that could use that sentence as well.
100%. In so many different avenues and in so many different spaces in life.
Right.
Right. Do the best you can. Do the best you can. Do the best you can. Okay. Well, that will definitely be on a cute little graphic that we make over at Raw Beauty Co. with your name on it. Do the best that you can. Let's remember that as we move throughout the week. Take what resonates with you from this conversation today. Leave the rest behind. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ariel, where can everybody find you?
Well, you can go on Instagram. I'm at Ariel. And then my brand is at Rel Beauty. And TikTok, I'm the Ariel. I don't know if you TikTok, but that's where you can find me. And also relbeauty.com if you're interested in some clean, cruelty-free vegan products that are amazing.
obviously. We'll link down below. Thank you so much for joining us today. This was so fun.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Please take a moment to rate, review, or follow on your favorite podcast app and share this episode with someone that you think could benefit. Join the Raw Beauty Talks community at Raw Beauty Talks. And remember, it's your story, your body, your mind, and your journey. So think about what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. I'll see you next week.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.